Oasis Audio presents How Can I Know? By Robert Jeffress. Read for you by the author. To the Jim Donald family, Jim, Geneva, and Jennifer, for your vision and generous help in spreading God's eternal truth through our Pathway to Victory radio and television ministry. Chapter 1. How Can I Know There Is a God? I was saved by God when I was 5 years old. I was called by God into the ministry when I was 15. I made a pledge to God to remain faithful to my bride when I was 21. I serve God by pastoring a large church. I write and talk about God to a lot of people. I converse with God every morning, night, and throughout the day. Occasionally, I wonder if God really exists. And I imagine you do too. I regularly encounter people in my church who don't admit to having any doubts about anything, including the existence of God. I may have questioned a lot of things, but I've never doubted that there is a God who loves me, they proclaim. These people seem to represent the vast majority of Americans who profess belief in God. According to a recent Gallup poll, 9 in 10 Americans say they believe in God. Apparently, Americans are much more inclined to believe in God than the rest of the world's population. Just over half, 51%, of people worldwide claim to believe in God's existence. However, I'm not sure that people are as sure about God's existence as they profess. Daniel Dennett, author of Darwin's Dangerous Idea, is representative of the new atheists who have launched a vitriolic attack against so-called theists. As much as I disagree with just about everything Dennett believes, I think he is correct in clarifying the distinction between actual belief in God and what he terms...